Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. Pope Francis has declared Mother Teresa is a saint. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Recently, Pope Francis declared that Mother Teresa is a saint. Most of us that are not Catholic have no idea how the process of sainthood takes place in the Catholic Church. My broadcast partner David James explains this process.
Well, that's true. I think a lot of evangelicals think that the Catholic Church makes somebody a saint, and that's really not true. What they do is they recognize someone as a saint, and what that means in Catholic theology is they recognize, they believe, they come to the conclusion that the person is in heaven, meaning that they are saved, and if they are saved, then they are a saint. They also hold to the general idea that everyone who is actually a believer is a saint, and it's a process that is initiated with a petition, and the person is called a servant of God at that point. Then they go into years of research into their life and writings to see if they were a good Catholic, someone who was almost a hero of the faith. And then if there is a miracle that is reported and then verified and declared to be officially a miracle, they go through what is the process called beatification, which is the idea that they're likely in heaven. And then after a second miracle, they can be canonized or be declared a saint by the church, and then they can be venerated. People can pray to them for intercession with God.
Well, as I understand it, someone who is declared a saint, the Catholic Church encourages other people to pray to them. And isn't this a serious problem from a biblical perspective?
Well, it is on several counts. One, it presumes that those in heaven can hear, and not only hear and know what's on the earth, but actually act on our behalf. The idea of praying for a miracle, a lot of people think that the saint themselves do a miracle, so there's a misunderstanding when actually Catholic theology says they're simply interceding with God. Another biblical perspective is that interaction and trying to communicate with the dead is actually condemned as necromancy in the Bible, and it's a forbidden practice, communication with the dead. The idea that if you have hundreds and thousands of people praying to a saint, they would have to almost acquire the ability to be omniscient to understand all these things. So there are just multiple problems.
David James explaining why sainthood by a church and prayer to Catholic saints or any saints is not biblical. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The mother-son cult, headquartered in Rome today, will be the basis for the false church, as foretold in Revelation chapter 17. If you have a moment, think about this with me. A study of Revelation 17 and the history of the Babylonian mother-son cult will show you how the mother-son cult in Rome, Italy today is the foundation for the false religion of the last days. This prophecy is about to be fulfilled and will be fulfilled after the rapture of the church. Now that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...